You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 68 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at GPM Group. A big thank you to them as always for their support. Matt, as ever, I'm joined by yourself.
Hi Jeff, hi everyone.
Cookie, he's not in isolation.
He's somewhere.
But he's not here. What we've got coming up on this week's show, Matt?
Well, we're going to catch up on the events and how they unfolded at Harrogate on Saturday. We're also going to catch up with the latest news regarding Luke Coulson and a big update on him. We're also going to get a community update. There's been a lot going on in terms of that this week, as well as a charity game that happened last week as well. And then we're going to look ahead to Chorley, the match against Chorley, and also a couple of other bits that are coming up as well.
Yeah, of course, a big news for everyone tuning in is that game is on. The FA have announced, obviously, that themselves, the Premier League and EFL have all come together and decided that they're going to postpone football for, is it 3 weeks?
Yes, till beginning of April.
However, the National League have viewed that slightly different and issued their statement. We'll come on to that later. But in the meantime, we'll rewind back to the start of the week and that trip to Harrogate. And before we talk about it, here's what BT Sport had to say.
Wilshere is ball forward for Harrogate. Have Thompson here. Oh, what a header! Tremendous start by John Stead. The whistle may have gone in the end, but a towering header this was. It's Coulson for Bromley. Neatly done. Coulson again. What a space ahead of him. Kicks out the pass. Adam Mecky onto his left foot. Encouraging stuff from Bromley. Smashed away by Kizzy. Muldoon to Diamond. Onto the right foot. And forcing a save from Huddar.
Don't hit the panic button just yet. His side, as I mentioned before, have to do better.
Coulson shot. Well, he spotted the goalkeeper off his line. And Luke Coulson very nearly embarrassed James Bell short. Hawkingham goes for goal. Oh, he strikes the crossbar with a stunning shot. And it's the last act of the first half. These are the two sides that started today's game. No changes as yet. Denied the services of their regular goalkeeper Mike Cousins today, but Ryan Huddar hasn't put a foot wrong yet. He's come under pressure here and he's conceded one. Jack Diamond with the goal, and it's taken Harrogate just 35 seconds at the start of this second half. All the way to Bingham. Bush goes in Luke Coulson. Goes for goal. Goalkeeper couldn't hold it. I wouldn't begrudge him a goal. This might be his best chance. It was on target at least, but they have to be a bit better than that to beat James Belshaw.
Disappointing there, decent connection, but excuse the wrong type of free kick there. Power.
There we go. I suspect that Bromley won't get too many more opportunities. Coulson's corner was a decent one, and it's gone into the net, and it's an own goal from Alex Bradley. A disastrous moment for the substitute, who got this one all wrong. The Bromley players go to Coulson to celebrate, but their first goal in almost four games has been scored by a member of the opposition.
It's a ball into the danger area there from Luke Coulson, and he just gets it horribly, horribly wrong. Comes off the post and takes his eye off the ball. Just needs a control kick there, gets it horribly wrong, doesn't he? and ends up going into the back of his own goal. Said that they need one chance, and okay, it's not a chance you'd expect them to happen, but in fairness to Neil Smith, they've kept going.
Matt, no need for your professional commentary skills on Saturday?
No, they were two more professional than me, so there we go.
Well, I don't know, but anyway.
Equally professional, I'll take that. But no, it was a really good performance, Jeff, I think, all in all, and summed up quite nicely there. I think we were very good value for the draw and deserved it. Really frustrating, actually, that in added time, we did have that corner right at the very end and the referee didn't allow us to play it, which was frustrating because you never know what could have happened from that.
Oh, gosh,
we got the goal from the corner just before, didn't we? So you just don't know, and that was frustrating. But look, all in all, we were 1-0 down against a side who were top of the form table, so I think we'll take that draw and hopefully use it as a springboard to move on up now.
Definitely, I think, like you say, it's always going to be a tough test. I thought we equipped ourselves well. You know, it's just such a shame again, the poor start to the second half, you know, sort of it felt like a soft goal again to concede. But I think the commentator refers to it in his piece there. Obviously, the boys just never gave up, as always.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we've seen, you know, even in the toughest times. And let's face it, you know, we are in a tough run of form. You know, they really, really pulled it out of the bag last week. And yes, it was an own goal, but it doesn't happen without the quality delivery from Coulson for the corner. So, yeah, really happy to get a slice of luck, I think, as we discussed, which we don't get very often, let's be honest.
Oh, so, gosh, honestly, that was needed. It was like, that has to come at some point. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm still watching it back. I'm not quite sure how he managed to get it into his own net. But no, a bit of luck we actually finally deserved. And also the performance deserves. And also a massive shout out to the fans who did make it to the game behind the goal. It was actually brilliant to be amongst them. I think there was, maybe 30 of them, maybe more.
Which
in total.
It's massive, given all the obviously the fact it's a late kickoff, the fact people are going to miss the last train back, the fact that people had to leave early.
I realise about the last missing the last train.
Dear.
I'm sure of it. I hope they all got back safely.
Well, no news is good news in that respect, I think.
Yeah,
isn't
I expect
it?
So. Yeah. And of course, as always, Matt, you managed to catch up with Neil Smith after the game, and here's what he had to say.
Neil, a 1-0 draw away to Harrogate, and good value for the point.
Absolutely. I thought first half, you know, they caused problems, they would do. You know, they're a team that scored 4 goals away to Chesterfield. We knew they're a very attack-minded team, have been all the time. Every time we play them, they're good games, attacking teams. And I thought we were really worthy of the 1-0. I thought the goal we just gave away, I wasn't happy with. But the boys never gave up. And if it takes an OG to get us back into the frame of things, then we'll take it. As I say, we haven't had much luck. And I think we fully deserved that today. I thought the boys were outstanding.
Some really good attacking play. Perhaps a little bit frustrated we didn't test Belshaw enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he always has good games against us anyway, Belshaw. So, you know, to score a goal against him, you know, was always going to be difficult. But, you know, I think there were times when we could have got the ball in or could have done better with hitting the target. But I can't complain. I can't complain. I thought last week we had however many attempts at goal and didn't score. Today, you know, it's easy for the boys to have dropped their head, gone a goal down, it's on TV, here we go again, but they didn't, they kept on going. I thought Corey Whiteley epitomised my team today. He was chasing lost causes, he never gave up. There was one just down here in the beginning of the second half, and that just generates a lift from the boys. There is that belief in there. They do genuinely believe that we can still get in and around the playoffs, and until someone sells me otherwise, we're going for it.
And Ryan Huddart, who came in late, obviously with the injury to Mark, good performance from him as well.
Outstanding. You know, Mark, we thought would be fit. We gave him the full week, and on Friday, it was just probably a couple of days too early for him. So he gets the late call, comes in, and I thought we'd done everything right, and Ryan's improved. Jim Stannard, with our goalkeepers, has done his job, does really well. You know, they're all good, they're all competitive, but they're all willing to go and pull together. There's no one person wishing any bad on anyone else.
And the goal, great delivery from Coulson. If you pardon the pun, a slice of luck when it went in.
Oh, we need it. But what I've said to the boys, you generate luck by shooting or putting the ball in the right area. And we put the ball exactly where we want it. And if we take a little slice of luck, like you just said, we'll take it. I'll take anything at the moment because, as I say, we caused how many problems last week and come away with nothing. Today, probably less chances, but we come away with a goal. So if that's what it takes, we'll take it.
Back up to Chorley next week. Presumably, you're looking to use this as a springboard now?
Have to for our goal, which was at the beginning of the season, to be in and around the playoffs. We need to start winning games now. That was a great away performance. We're at home, probably let ourselves down with not coming away with anything against Sutton, but we can't have any more chances now. So we're going in very positive, surely is going to be a tough game. Remember, tough game beginning of the season, but you know, if we want to achieve anything, we have to win our home games.
Thank you.
One of the players Neil refers to there, obviously Luke Coulson, Matt. A fantastic performance, MOM, on the night, and also some good news during the week.
Yes, some great news, and I think it's gone down really, really well. It has been something that has been being discussed for a while now, and Luke Coulson has committed to the club by signing a new 2-year deal, which is absolutely amazing news. He's really, really played out of his skin recently, and this season has been fantastic. I believe he's still top of the assist chart in the National League. He's got a couple of goals to his name as well. And just what a special player he is. You know, the skills that he's got. His first touch, I've never quite seen anything like it, especially when he's plucking a ball out of the sky. Thanks, Chris Bush, for a few of those. The clearances that he seems to take down.
Halifax.
Like it's, and there was another one the other week at home, exactly the same. But he's really, really looking a threat at the minute in games. He's causing problems for the opposition, and yeah, he's a very special talent, and we're delighted to keep hold of him. Let's not forget, a great character as well.
And again, it's something been in the pipeline for a while. I know both parties have been keen to get it done, so it's fantastic to get it across the line this week as it was. And Matt, you managed to catch up with Luke Coulson, and also Neil managed to send us a quick message as well.
Luke Coulson, first of all, congratulations is in order as you signed a new 2-year deal at the club. How does it feel?
Yeah, brilliant. Obviously, it's been discussed over a few weeks. And obviously, when the gaffer pulled me to say and asked me, it was a no-brainer for going forward.
And obviously, since you've joined, you've settled in, become really involved in the club as well from a community and a coaching perspective as well. It's not just the football, is it?
No, I see myself going into coaching when I'm older. And, you know, the coaching staff here have been excellent with Dunny and Ammo and everything. So, done my UEFA B over the summer, hopefully do my A in the near future and continue working with the younger lads at the club.
And you talked when you signed the deal about the ambition of the club. That's a massive thing for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And everything that was said to me 16 months ago has come through. And obviously the plans for the new stand and everything the club are doing is exciting. So yeah, I've always wanted to be part of it, and delighted that I've been able to extend it.
And obviously we entertain Chorley at home tomorrow. A win is important, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. I think it was a great performance against Harrogate. I think anybody who watched the game would have been proud of us for the way we dealt with the the team who were second in the league. I thought we put on a great performance and probably deserved more from the game. But it was a vital point, and now hopefully we can go and get three against Chorley.
Well, Luke, best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Top man.
Cheers,
thank you.
I'm really, really pleased that we've managed to keep Coulson for another 2 years. I think his performances over the last few weeks have been outstanding, as the whole of this season. He's someone who doesn't shy away, keeps getting on the ball, keeps creating, and long may that continue. And I thank the board and the directors for helping get Coulson secured again for the rest of this season and two more.
Moving on to community news, Matt. Another busy week for the football club, both sort of home and away, as it were. A visit to St Mark's School and also a National League meeting.
Yeah, so let's start off with the National League meeting on Wednesday, which both you and I attended. Really, a real pleasure to be invited. We had to go up to Birmingham, didn't we? And it was to do with how we're going to form a charity, how we're going to turn the community scheme into a charitable foundation, if you like. And it was really informative, actually, on the requirements that you actually need to have in place to go up to the EFL and to be able to run a community scheme. And one of those massive objectives is to be a charity. So we got a lot of background information on that, met a lot of people who had experience in that field as well. So that was really, really useful and has given us a lot of food for thought going forwards as well. And moving on to the school visit, Jeff.
Just quickly on that, basically the National League, the charity, massive thanks to the National League who are actually assisting financially also in the setting up of the actual charity. I'm sure for those of you who may have been involved in similar schemes previously, it's quite a process, and it's one that we've been painstakingly working through, and hopefully we're going to get to a point probably during the off season where we're going to be at the stage where we would have received our charity status for the new community foundation, which is going to be an absolutely massive step forward for the community scheme and really open up the doors to A, the funding available, but also the projects that we can run. And I'm really excited to see just how big a part we can actually play with in our community, both working with the local authority and the other local groups around us who we've got great relationships with. But that not being a charity at the moment, there is a bit of stumbling block in some of the progress we've tried to make. So really looking forward to that one. I must admit, it's a pleasure to sort of liaise with other clubs as well that were up at the meeting who have run successful schemes, successful charities themselves, and just a really good sounding board, really, to be learning from others. Obviously, yeah, mate, as you say, Matt, straight back to work and straight back to another school.
Yeah, which was a real rewarding day for us, if you like. We sort of made a whole day of it. St Mark's, who are based in Bromley South and we've done a lot of work with over the years, brought down a handful of children this morning to have a tour of the stadium, which was led by myself, and a tour of the site, and then settled down to watch the first team train, which they thoroughly enjoyed. And it was a real pleasure actually showing them around and how interested they were. A lot of them weren't particularly football fans, but were really engaged in the whole place and watching the team train, and were excited to meet Neil and watch the players, which was really, really nice to see. And we actually followed that up in the afternoon with an assembly at St Mark's, where Neil took some questions that were already pre-planned by the classes and answered those. He also handed out certificates for achievements this term, and also gave out a prize. The school did a competition to design a new playground, and the winner was a brother and sister, and Neil actually presented them with a Bromley signed shirt, which was a donation from us to St Mark's. So yeah, really, really nice afternoon, and managed to catch up with the head teacher, Chris Hollands, and here's what he had to say. Chris Hollands, you are the head teacher at St Mark's School in Bromley South. Can you tell us what you're doing with us this morning?
Yeah, well, good morning to everyone. We're here on Sport Relief Day. We've brought some of our children along, some of our sports fanatics, to see what's going on behind the scenes at Bromley. We've had a good stadium tour and now we're watching the first team train. It's fantastic to see what goes on behind the scenes of a football club, not just on a Saturday afternoon, but on a normal Friday morning as well.
And Lee Hall, the PE teacher at St Mark's, has said to me, not all of these kids are really into football, but some of the questions we've been getting from this morning, they're all really engaged in it. They seem to be immersed in the experience.
Exactly. They might not be real football fans, but love their sport anyway. And so much that happens now in a football club, so many other jobs that have to go on that you can see happen on a Friday morning. So for them to see all of the different styles of coaching, all the things that are happening behind the scenes is fantastic for them. Really good experience.
And it just goes to show, doesn't it, the power that a football club can have in its local community to work with schools like this.
Absolutely. We've had a long link with Bromley Football Club for such a long time, and I can only say fantastic things about the club. To now see children being able to come here on a Saturday morning and train on the stadium pitch because of the 4G facility, the way that Neil and his players come out to school and engage with the local community is fantastic. These are the fans of the present and the future as well. So it's a fantastic facility at Bromley Football Club, and one that I've always been happy to support.
And Neil, someone as well who's had a long-standing link with the school, hasn't he? Do you want to tell us that story?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back a number of years, Neil used to come and do our after-school clubs when he was one of the academy coaches here. It just goes to show how far Neil's come in his coaching career, but also how far Bromley's come as well. Because probably going back maybe 12 or so years, those are the sorts of things that Bromley were having to do in the community, and now for us to be able to bring the children to the club is fantastic. So it's a great link and one that provides support for everyone.
And we're seeing each other again this afternoon, aren't we? We're popping down for a little assembly.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a sports relief assembly. We're doing lots of sport all the week. We love our sports at Mark's, and there's nothing better than doing something fantastic like sport whilst raising money for those less fortunate than ourselves. We've had a competition going all week to win a signed Bromley shirt, and Neil's going to come down and a bit of a QA with some of the children. Thought some tricky questions for him to answer, and then after school it's the staff, the parents, five-a-side football match. So I think Neil best get out of the way before that one kicks off. Hopefully not too aggressively. And we're having a fantastic day for Sports Relief.
Well, Chris, thank you for that. I'm sure it's going to be a really interesting day. Thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
Joined by Cookie now to talk about last Friday. Obviously, we had the pleasure of hosting the London Fire Brigade in another charity fixture. Cookie, it was a good night.
Yes, it was. First of all, Jeff, thank you very much for having me back on the Ravens Weekly official Bromley FC podcast. It's always good to be a part of it. it was a fantastic night. Thank you for those who took interest and came down to show support. We had a crowd. I think there was an attendance of about 20. Fantastic support for both sides. And Bromley, with a fantastic lineup full of academy, junior and first team management, alongside obviously myself and a couple of other bar staff and security, etc.
Brilliant.
Went 2-0 down in the first half. Thought, here we go again. Keep the losing streak going. Alan Dunn scored a fantastic goal to bring us back 2-1. We just pressed on from there in the second half, just come out of the box, flying.
Fitter team.
Got a second, brought it back to 2-2, and then took control. And there was a small mistake which allowed us to concede a third, which was an error from one of the players. But obviously, with that, we did manage to see out 4-2. Disappointed. I did have a fantastic chance, but I can't wear my glasses in the game, and I'm blind without one. I don't have contacts at the minute, but
I had excuse, I guess.
A fantastic ball come across, and I just needed to connect with it, and faintness of touches, I couldn't do it.
Brilliant. For those of you who weren't aware, it was a charity fundraiser for the Firefighters Charity.
Yeah, the Firefighters Charity. So a fantastic charity that supports both family members and the fire men and late women who service the fire brigade. So a fantastic charity. And we managed to raise nearly enough £300, I think, for them.
Brilliant. They're going to come down as our guests for a future game, I think.
Yes, hopefully. Yes, that's it. And no doubt we're playing in warmer weather because it was so cold last week. I think it's about 4 degrees. The pitch was freezing around us in the last sort of like 5-10 minutes. So it was brilliant. But yeah, hopefully we'll get another game on in the summer.
Fantastic.
Or in the spring.
Brilliant. We look forward to the next one.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and back to first team affairs now at home to Chorley on Saturday. Strange build up to this one, Matt. Coronavirus, etc. Obviously, the FA have released their statement along with the Premier League and EFL have made a decision to suspend football for, was it 3 weeks, I believe?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And have left it in the hands of every other league to decide what they want to do. And it's been quite sporadic. It's been... I've seen all sorts of different reactions from different leagues. Our league has chosen to continue, Matt.
Yeah, so first and foremost, the National League have issued a statement today. That's Friday. Following a board meeting held today, the National League has decided to allow matches in its three divisions to proceed as planned this weekend. The National League will keep the operation of the competition under constant and diligent review and will remain in compliance with government advice at all times. The Football Association has offered its guidance and made the decision to continue or suspend a competition is a matter for each league to make. The National League places the welfare and well-being of those involved and connected to its competition at the highest priority. All clubs and supporters are encouraged to stay up to date with the latest public health advice, which is available online via the NHS website.
An incredibly tricky position for everyone to be in at present. Obviously, some of you better safe than sorry. Others will view you've got to still live with your life at the end of the day and carry on. And the government advice is obviously pretty clear on it. But the National League have taken their view with regards to leagues carrying on. I understand there's been a couple of postponements in our league though. However, already Boreham Woods because of the link with Arsenal.
Yes, and Harrogate as well.
Some recent ones at the end of this week that have tested apparently members of staff, etc. It's business as usual tomorrow, Matt. One thing on our side, obviously, just to share with everyone, as I'm sure you're already aware, it's regular practice, obviously, with our bar, our food, our beverage staff, etc., to have access to alcohol, hand sanitizers, as always. And we've extended that across all the staff, office, stewarding, etc. As always, all the toilet facilities are all fully stocked up with soaps, etc., hand sanitizer where possible, and all hand wash facilities for tomorrow. So it's a really business as usual, Matt. And obviously, we look forward to welcoming those who do decide to make the decision and come along tomorrow. I know, obviously, being the Premier League and EFL off, for example, it's actually in a strange way. You're probably going to end up with potentially a bumper crowd.
Yes, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? And obviously, it's a game that we'll be looking to get back on track in and get those 3 points. And talking about that, obviously, we are playing host to Chorley, who have not had the best of seasons. They are currently 24th, bottom of the National League, on 26 points, which is half the amount of points we've got. And it's actually 10 points adrift of the next team above them, which is AFC Fylde, who have played two games less. So they're not in the best position whatsoever. However, when we played them on the first game of the season, they were a very...
It's opening game, of
course. It was 0-0, a very defensively resolute side and very difficult to break down. So obviously things may have changed a little bit since then, personnel, style of play, form, etc. But it will really be interesting to see how...
Are they still one of the only part-time sides?
Yes, they are, yeah. Incredible. Obviously ourselves are... Saturday taken out of it, weren't in brilliant form, and neither are Chorley. So let's hope that we can get back on track, and I fully believe that we can. Chorley's last two results have both been 2-1 defeats. They lost 2-1 to Chesterfield last week, and the week before that, an injury time winner saw them lose 2-1 to Eastleigh. So again, they're not in brilliant form. They've lost their last two at least, and confidence there won't be big.
I think the team are in a great place. Been training all week. Yeah. Today was incredibly lively. I think. Was there a couple of sort of spin the wheel defeats out there?
So yeah, a couple of forfeits, I think. Yeah, a
couple of forfeits happening on the pitch, which is incredibly entertaining. And like I say, they all seem in a great place and really good spirits. And I'm sure, hopefully, we're going to see that on the pitch tomorrow. As always, tickets are available over on the website www.bromleyfc.co.uk. The tickets are cheaper in advance, right up to about 1 o'clock on the day of the game. They're available on the mobile app also. I think that's it, mate.
That is just obviously another reminder. Chairman Robin Stanton-Gleaves has offered the free coach travel for the AFC Fylde game. So for those of you that haven't and would like to come, you can register your interest online, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going on for the rest of the season?
It's
really
crazy. Yeah,
I can't even seem to think past this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see what happens.
Again, big thank you to everybody who's tuned in, listened, downloaded, put up with us for 68 episodes. And we hope to see you, as many of you as possible, tomorrow. Thank you. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.